She picked Black Magic Woman. We could choose like a bit from the solo or something, but I choose, let's just do the actual melody, like, got a black magic woman, whatever. So first, the key. Right here. That bass, the bass. What note did that bass hit right on that downbeat? So here it comes. So they said D, and they're correct. Is this D minor, major or minor? Well, we got it off the minor list, so it must be minor. But you could just tell, I mean, actually, that's an important thing, too. Like, if you diagnose whether it's major or minor, even when we're talking about transcribing the melody, it's like having a strong harmonic context makes that whole thing way easier. See what I mean? Like, so when you, if you're not sure whether it's major or minor, you would just play, like, if you know the root is D, just play a D major, and you know that doesn't fit the song, so a D minor. So now we have a context for our melody. And then when we listen to the actual melody... Oh, sorry, I missed that bit. So the first note, the root is... And the melody is... Da da da. So how does relate to It's a unison, yeah. So the first note of the melody is a one, right? Find any D you like, and that's going to be your first note. Maybe let's do it in order to match. Maybe do it on like third string or something to match the register of the voice. So from there, does it go up or down? When I go, got a black, the word does it go up or down?
Down.
By a lot or a little?
Little.
So if we're going down by a step, let's assume a little means a step, so a scale tone. What is the neighboring, what is the next scale tone down from one? There you go, flat seven, so see if it works. Or even, you saw it did work, but even you could do it by ear if you were doing this whole exercise away from your guitar. You could, the word gotta. So, from in relation from the bass note going to is that a flat seven? Like, what's your song to memorize flat seven? Either one of you, do you have one?
Can you do it again?
The
to There's a place for us.
There's a place for us. That's what she uses.
Oh, that's interesting.
I use Stone Free from Jimi Hendrix, the opening, like... it's not in that key, but that's a great song. Have you any tunes for that?
No, I don't have one.
So far we got one flat seven and one. Got a black, right? And how do we know it's going to be a flat seven by music theory? Because we know we're in a minor key, and the seven and the six and the three are always flat. Unless there's something else going on in the song, though. Of course, we're talking about relatively easy, like harmonically easy stuff. We're not talking about, you know, crazy progressive music or class, you know, like modern classical or something, or avant-garde jazz or something. So keep going with that. So got. So 1717 something. Somebody found it already. And you can find it on your guitar, but it'd be even better to do it by ear, like, what is the relationship between and
The fifth.
Yeah. So could it go 1717571? Check and see if it's right. Yeah. So it's easy enough to find that. Sometimes it's easy enough to find it by groping, you know, just knowing your scale and finding the pitch. But it's refreshes your ear to just double check. You know what I mean? You'll interrupt with questions, right? Feel free if there's questions at any point. But we got 1717571. So we hear that the next part is still got a black. Those are the same notes, but this time the ending is different. Got a black man. What note is that? Before you play, we got 171. What note is that? So 1-7-1. Don't play it. What note is that? The word, the syllable ma in magic. Got a black ma. What note is that? Is that?
7 goes back to 9.
You think it's 7? So that would mean that the word and ma are the same. Got a black ma. Is that right? They are the same note. Exactly right. I just wanted to see if you were... When I asked you the question, you were like looking at me like, wait, what? He's like challenging me, but then you went and figured it out and you were right. And no one could tell you. This is what it's like when your ear gets strong. Like, you see stuff on the internet, and sometimes you make mistakes too, but most of the time, if your ear is super strong, you see stuff on the internet and you're like, that's not right. You know, my sister, for example, has a really strong ear, but she doesn't have the music theory behind it. So she knows when a chord's not quite right, but she doesn't know how to tell the musicians how to fix it. Imagine you had such strong music theory and ear that you just knew that it was X, Y, and Z, and no one, you could prove it, like, in a court of law by, you know, doing what I did, like, isolating that little bit and playing it for the jury and having your piano there and, you know, whatever. It's kind of far-fetched, but I'll stop now. So we got, I got a black man, 1-7-1-7, and then this tone, we're going to transcribe that from D to what note is that? Don't play yet. To that's a 5 again. So it's the same notes, but now we got, and now we got, da da. So did it go, does this next note go up or down from 5? Da da da. So from here, da da, did I go up or down?
It's down, right?
Bilateral a little?
It's a little.
So could it be a 4? Let's see if it is. And then it goes back to this. So we got 1-7-1-7-5-4-5. Right, so play that. Right, good. So we got 2-3-4-1. 7-1-7. Or sorry, I said it backwards. 3-4-1. 1-7-1-7-5-7-1. And then 1-7-1-7-5-4-5. Next, we're gonna keep going.
I'm got a black magic woman.
Da da da. So what is? Doom ta da. What is? So that's still a 1. I got up. And then, are we going up or down from the 1, from don't play yet? I got a black, the word black, did it go up or down from 1? It went up, and by a lot or a little, or you're not sure?
More than a little.
More than a little, but not a heck of a lot. So, you know, maybe it's more than 2, but maybe it's not as far as 4. Could it be 3? In this case, we're in a minor, so it'd be a flat 3. So could it be, could it be, like my thing for a flat 3 is Smoke on the Water. So could it be, da, 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 da. Yes, it is that. So now we got 1-1-1-3, or flat 3. Notice that I'm just saying, when I say 7 and 3, we know that we're in a minor key, so I'm just not saying the word flat every time. So, and then we got da-da-da-dee-da-da-da-da. Yeah, that's easy to figure out. It's the same 1 and 7 we've been having. And then last phrase. So that phrase. Got me so blind. Let's take each of those. God. How does that compare to the tonic? It's the same. So got me. How does that? What, we've seen that note already. Got me. What do you think that is?
Flat 7.
Flat 7. So, we've seen that too. Don't, It's a 5. So, 5-1-7-5. So, got me so blind. That note, blind. We're comparing it to the tonic of, So, dun, dun. What is that? to three, yeah. But didn't we have a three already? Is it possible that he went down a whole octave already? Yes, absolutely. Three, no, I'm sorry. We didn't have a three on this phrase. We had it on the previous phrase. So a 1, 7, 5, 3, going down. And then 5, 3, 4, I gave you the rest. So play that. We got a 1, 7, 5, 3. And then 5, 3, 4. Good. So we're going to move on from this in a minute, but I'm going to recap everything we got. We're going to recap that whole thing. So we got a black magic woman. Play it back. 1, 7, 1, 7, 5, 7, 1. And then got a black magic woman. This is 1, 7, 1, 7, 5, 4, 5, right? And then 1, 1, 1, 3, 1, 7, 1, 7. Good. And then the descending 1, 7, 5, 3, 5, 3, 4. Nice job. And then the last phrase we didn't really do, but that's we don't have time. We're running out of time here, but it's 1, 1, 1, 3, 1, 7, 1, 7. And it would be 4, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 1, 7, 1, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 7, 1. In the other octave. So you'd have to map all this out. Was that sufficient on that? Can we move on, you guys? I'm hoping we can do two more. All right, so one more minor and one more major. How about if, Chad, you pick a minor, so that, because you picked the major last time, and then Hill, you pick a major.